Christian persecution around the world and in the U.S. I want to talk to you about something that's been on a lot of people's minds, Christian persecution. It's not just happening in far-off places we see on the news, it's happening everywhere, even in places like the United States. In order to give you a clear picture without getting too stuffy or academic, I'm pulling this together from reports like the Open Doors World Watch List 2026 and other sources. We'll talk about what's really happening around the world, break it down by region, and discuss why it matters to us locally. Buckle up, because these numbers are eye-opening, and the stories behind them show how faith can really hurt people. First, let's look at the big picture. More than 388 million Christians face persecution and discrimination for their beliefs, according to the latest data. There are about 1 in 7 Christians on the planet who face serious threats like violence, job loss, and social exclusion. Over 315 million Christians are hit by this stuff in the top 50 countries. We're talking about places where following Jesus can cost you your freedom, your home, or even your life. The number of countries classified as having extreme persecution jumped from 13 to 15 this year. In the past year, 4,849 Christians have been killed for their faith, 4,712 have been arrested, and 3,632 have been attacked. These aren't just stats. They're real people being targeted by extremists, governments, or even communities that see Christianity as a threat. There's a lot of concern about militant groups spreading chaos in sub-Saharan Africa right now. Asia and the Middle East are also seeing spikes. The World Watch List 2026 ranked North Korea number 1 for the 24th year in a row, with a persecution score of 97 out of 100. Being a Christian there is illegal, so if you're caught, you'll be in labor camps or worse. Somalia is second, where Islamic extremists make it hell for believers, often forcing them to hide their faith or flee. Third place goes to Yemen, where converting from Islam can get you killed. Fourth place goes to Sudan, where civil unrest fuels attacks on churches. Despite throwing Christians into shipping containers as prisons, Eritrea is fifth. Because of the fall of the Assad regime and ongoing instability, Syria soared to sixth from 18th last year. Thousands of people have been killed by Boko Haram and Fulani militants in Nigeria and Pakistan, where blasphemy laws have been used as weapons against minorities. Iran cracks down on house churches and converts in Iran, where chaos from civil war hits Christians hard. The list doesn't just stop with these top 10. Afghanistan, India, Saudi Arabia, Myanmar, Mali, and more. In India, nationalist groups have ramped up attacks, closing churches and beating pastors. As the government tightens its grip on religion, faith practices are being sinicized in China. It happens in Latin America too, with countries like Nicaragua and Colombia, where authoritarian regimes or cartels target church leaders. Almost 1 in 5 Christians are persecuted in Africa, so it deserves more attention. Nigeria's situation is dire, with over 3,490 killings there. Bishop Kuka has called it out, saying everyone is at risk, but Christians are disproportionately hit. A record amount of violence is occurring in Sudan and the Central African Republic, with militants destroying villages and forcing people to convert. Several jihadist groups control swaths of land in Mali and Burkina Faso, banning Christian activity. Asian Christians deal with this. North Korea and China are big, but don't forget Bhutan or Nepal, where majority religions make converting a family-shattering experience. False accusations under blasphemy laws cause gang violence in Pakistan and Bangladesh. Yemen, Syria, and Iran show how war and strict Islamic laws crush minority faiths in the Middle East. What about the United States? Well, we don't rank on the top 50 list, but anti-Christian bias is on the rise here as well. Trump set up a task force in 2026 to stifle anti-Christian policies in the government, schools, and military as part of his Religious Freedom Day proclamation. Faith should be brought back to the public square, prayer should be protected in schools, and believers should fight the cultural shift. It's not uncommon for churches to face zoning issues and vandalism in recent years, as well as lawsuits over religious displays. In 2026, with sharper political divides than ever, some people feel like expressing faith openly invites backlash. Social media and cultural trends sometimes paint Christians as out of touch or intolerant, leading to job losses or public shame. There are reports of protests disrupting church services or legal fights over conscience rights in healthcare and business. It's not as bad as getting thrown in jail overseas, but it's a subtle erosion. In addition to the red list, Global Christian Relief says persecution is spreading in subtler ways in the West as well. Things like the Don Lemon incident, where a protest allegedly intimidated worshipers, sparked debates on whether it's the beginning of something bigger in the U.S. Pennsylvania Senate even passed a resolution condemning global Christian genocide, urging the U.S. to recognize it as a crisis. So why does this matter? Persecution isn't just about numbers. It's about human dignity and freedom. When governments or groups target faith, society as a whole gets weaker. In places like Nigeria, calls for international help are loud, with some pushing for U.S. intervention to stop the violence. Globally, organizations like Open Doors and Aid to the Church in Need are tracking this, advocating for change. How can we help? Stay informed, support relief efforts, pray if that's your thing, and speak up. Vote for religious freedom policies in the U.S., and donate to groups that help persecuted believers overseas. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, but every bit counts. Finally, Christian persecution is on the rise, hitting record levels of violence and spread. From North Korea's prisons to Nigeria's villages to subtle biases in the States, it's a reminder that freedom and faith aren't guaranteed. Let's keep the conversation going and work for a world where believing doesn't mean risking everything.